Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and other members of the subcommittee that are here. Again, my name is Jim Parma. I'm the Eastern Fiber Manager, Bell Lumber and Pole. Bell is a family-owned business. It's in its fifth generation, started in 1909. Our company is known for wood that we produced into wood utility poles and other products that come from renewable forest resources. We have dozens of yards spread throughout dozens of states and treating plants and other facilities in these states. Bell's mission statement, to radically love and influence lives, and along with our corporate values of stewardship, excellence, and entrepreneurial spirit, show our concern for the broader common good. I'm a working forester. I cruise timber. I sign timber sale contracts. I work on the ground. I oversee these timber sales. I work with loggers to execute these timber sales with the utmost respect and care for the environment. I am also the current chairman of the Federal Forest Resource Coalition, Mr. Chairman, which is a nationwide nonprofit that represents purchasers of Forest Service and BLM timber sales. Our members live and work closely in the proximity of the 193 million acre national forest system, and many, like Bell Lumber and Pole, are multi-generational and have deep commitments to both the communities that we work in and also the forests that support our livelihoods. We appreciate the bipartisan efforts of this committee to streamline the management of our national forest system. But I'd like to share a little bit about my experience and then talk about how this discussion draft can help improve results on the ground. So again, I buy timber sale for the company that we manufacture products that carry electricity and internet service to every corner of the country. To do this, I need to find quality trees that meet our high standards so we can produce products that have the strength and longevity that we need. The national forest system has an abundance of these kind of timber. Current forest plans call for far higher levels of forest management than we're currently seeing. But our company's need for these wood fiber do not drive the management of the national forest. Forest plans do. Which these plans allocate land to different uses and set standards for management. These plans are crafted with both national and local input and focus on meeting goals beyond timber outputs, including creating and maintaining habitat for imperiled wildlife species. The Washington National Forest in Arkansas is a prime example of how timber sales can be used to create and maintain habitat. As has been mentioned earlier, the red-cocked woodpecker, once driven to almost near extinction by overharvest, now thrives on the Ouachita because of timber management. Bell purchases timber sales that are designed to restore and maintain this habitat that the red-cocked woodpecker lives on and needs to survive. Other wood customers in other regions also help to maintain different habitat types. They do this for young forests for grouse and golden-winged warbler in lake states, and also for reducing fire danger to protect Mexican spotted owl in New Mexico and in Arizona. We see NEPA products that can take years to get through the NEPA process and then run into further delays as the Forest Service faces legal challenges and administrative objectives. The discussion we have today would make it easier to implement these much-needed projects. We particularly appreciate the Good Neighbor Authority, stewardship contracting, and litigation reforms found in this draft. We urge you to consider similar legislation being introduced in the Senate that would further streamline the management of the national forest outside of the already designated protected areas like wildlife and wilderness and roadless areas. Our industry is a tool to accomplish forest management goals, from fuels reduction to habitat creation. With common sense reforms like these we were discussing today, and we and partners in the forest can do more, we can do better, and we can do it faster. I thank you for the opportunity to speak with you today, and I'll be happy to answer any of your questions.
Thank you, Mr. Parma. I'd now like to introduce Dr. Kimiko Barrett, Wildfire Research and Policy Lead at Headwaters Economics. Dr. Barrett, you have 5 minutes.